Netanyahu divides Israelis and allies with plan for new military push in Gaza. Why Trump-Putin talks unlikely to bring rapid end to Ukraine war. Mushroom murderer's alleged attempts to kill husband revealed. U.S. offers $50 million reward for arrest of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Cacio e Pepe, good food pasta recipe sparks fury in Italy. Ex-Superman actor says he's becoming an ICE agent. Trump's sweeping new tariffs take effect against dozens of countries. Zambia dismisses U.S. health warning after toxic spill in copper mining area. Payout for mother wrongfully jailed over baby's deaths inadequate, lawyer. 6 dead in Kenya medical small plane crash. Official says United Airlines passengers in U.S. delayed after tech glitch halts flights. 2 Ghanaian ministers die in helicopter crash, along with 6 others. Tears and outrage in South Africa as accused in pig farm murder walks free. Fake nurse arrested in Florida after seeing more than 4,000 patients. Wrong remains from Air India crash adds to trauma, says family. A grave sin. Hezbollah dismisses Lebanon's move to restrict arms. Italy gives final approval for world's longest suspension bridge to Sicily. Apple to invest $100 billion after pressure from Trump. Myanmar's figurehead president dies after long illness. India's immigration raids send ripples through slums and skyscrapers alike. Is the world's oldest leader set for an 8th term? Is Perrier as pure as it claims? The bottled water scandal gripping France, the secret system Hamas uses to pay government salaries. On Ukraine's front line, twisted wreckage shows sanctions haven't yet stopped. Russia, Trump-Modi ties hit rock bottom with new tariffs on India over Russian oil. Could RFK Jr.'s move to pull mRNA vaccine funding be a huge miscalculation? Bear chases hockey mascot during photoshoot. Deadly wildfire spreads in southern France. Hiroshima. Ceremony marks 80th anniversary of atomic bombing. Hiroshima survivor stories were painful to draw. Analysis. Trump tariffs on Russia's oil buyers bring economic, political risks. Gold prices buoyed by tariff fears. U.S. duties on 1 kilo bars spur supply concerns. Oil prices steady but head for deep weekly losses amid tariffs. Supply concerns. Oil set for steepest weekly losses since June as tariffs cloud demand outlook. Pemex plan disappoints suppliers awaiting billions in overdue payments. Trump administration will end $7 billion solar energy grant program. U.S. imposes tariffs on 1 kilo gold bars. FT reports U.S. crude exports hit 4-year low in July on low domestic supplies. Oil falls on announcement of Trump-Putin meeting. Japan stocks soar but rest of Asia uneven as Iran gets Fed nod. Taiwan semiconductors July sales surge 26% on AI chip demand. Naver reports 50% jump in Q2 profit as AI push boosts platforms. Trump demands highly conflicted Intel CEO resign over China ties. Tesla shuts down Dojo supercomputer team, reassigns workers amid AI shift. Bloomberg News reports. Intel CEO says he is working with U.S. administration after Trump demands resignation. They must not touch the strait. Sicily bridge opponents vow to put up a fight. U.S. retailer Best Buy to boost India tech hub staff by over 40%, executive says. Australia's Fortescue secures yuan loan worth $2 billion for green energy plans. Costco seeks at least 20% stake in $23 billion Panama Canal ports deal. FT reports Moody's warns U.S. tariffs may hurt India's manufacturing push, slow growth. Japanese household spending rises in June, pace slowed by food prices. Consumer credit nears forecast with slight dip, shows growth from previous numbers. Trump's higher tariffs hit major U.S. trading partners, sparking defiance and concern. Switzerland will pursue further talks with U.S. over crippling tariffs. Natural gas storage sees less than expected increase, indicating bullish market. Canada's IV PMI climbs to 1-year high in July. U.S. initial jobless claims surge, surpassing forecast and previous figures.